from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Do you believe Bears OC Shane Waldron when he says QB Caleb Williams is moving closer to putting it all together, even when the defense minus five starters seems capable of keeping him in check and limiting explosive plays as they did yesterday?
When you watch him and you watch him go through his reads and his progressions right there, I think, you know, going to where the ball should go is happening way more times than not.
Are you buying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm totally bought in on the quarterback, and I'm going to be looking for the positives more so than the results, especially in the early days. I think that we have to remember that progress is incremental. It's not like stairs. It's not like rungs of a ladder. It's not just this climb up. It is incremental. So he'll be playing, and then all of a sudden you'll be like, wow, he's really getting this. He's playing better. And then you'll be like, ooh, he's hit another level. That's kind of how progress goes. It doesn't go the way you think it does, where every practice is a little bit better than the next one. That's not it. It's about jumping and figuring out what you're doing. And if he is getting to a point where the majority of the time the ball's going to the right spot, well, guess what? Then the ball's going to be going there accurately soon enough. If he's doing it and reading it and seeing it unfold in that fashion, that is great news, regardless of results right now.
Well, thank you, Mully. You just made me feel better because I was not seeing it the way you just described it, and you described it well. So I'm gonna back off the ledge a little bit, and maybe, just maybe, this defense is going to be even better than it was last year, even without. And they're not going still live, right? Up at Halas Hall, right. It's still not live. The linemen are still not 100% going at it yet. I do want to see him play Saturday. I really do. I mean, you can tell me that even the reps up at Halas Hall are NFL reps. We've heard that argument. I want to see reps against another team that is just even scheming against them a little tiny bit.
There's also an element of if he is the performer and the so-called star in the making that we have built him up to be, and we have seen him in the past, when the lights go on, there's just a different approach.
Absolutely.
He's got to be one of these guys. He doesn't have to be one of these guys, but you wonder, you suspect if he's one of these guys that will raise his game a level when it's in, there's an audience, it's a game setting, and it just creates a different vibe and it creates a different approach. I'm not concerned. I really am not concerned. I think the Bears defense is a very strong defense to practice against on a regular basis, so that's good for his development. I also believe that Shane Waldron, his rhetoric is going to reflect what we heard, what we talked about yesterday, what we saw on Hard Knocks. Nick Saban, remember him? You don't say negative things about your quarterback publicly. You got to keep it positive, especially when you have a rookie. If you have a veteran who has let you down or is a guy you need to ride, and different guys have different approaches, that's different. But this isn't that. This is a rookie quarterback where everything is going to be positive in what you see, and you're always going to look at the glass half full rather than half empty. So one bad practice is not going to change your overall evaluation that things are headed in the right direction.
You know, going back to the previous question.
All right, specifically, what should we make of the Bears' offense struggling against the defense? Caleb Williams limited to just 2 pass completions during 11-on-11. Can you get too concerned before that preseason action for Caleb Williams?
It's a similar version of the same question. I think that when you look at the offense, you can be concerned about the health and the cohesiveness and chemistry of your offensive line. I think you compartmentalize different position groups and what you're seeing and how that it would all come together. That's the coaching staff's job, and that's eventually you want that feeling of being cohesive coming together within the last couple weeks of training camp. Ideally, it would happen sooner. You don't want to peak too soon. That's kind of weird to say, but you don't want to get it going in mid-August and then all of a sudden, you know, you run out of momentum or whatever the case is. I wouldn't say this is a great statistic, 2 passes, but I just don't know enough of the circumstances. The people watching practice describe it as one of his worst days on the practice field, but it's August 8th, not September 8th, and I think we have a lot of time to play with here. So I would caution against getting too concerned about Caleb Williams until you start to see his performances against other defenders, other defenses, and until you see, you know, the performances stacked back to back.
Well, as you all know, I am always concerned, but I'm gonna lean back into this defense being really good. And now they've seen each other a lot, right? They started a week earlier than all the other teams because other than the Texans, right? Because they played that extra preseason game. So I just think they know the routes, they know the passes, they know the rhythm. I think the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense at this stage of the game.
Yes, it disturbs me that the secondary is down, that you don't have corners and you don't have one of their safeties and you're not completing passes in 11-on-11. You should be able to do that. So those numbers stink, and that's not good. But I think it should be better, especially if 5 members of the starting defense are out. I get it. One of them's a defensive tackle, and he's not really pressuring the quarterback. But nonetheless, you know, you don't have secondary guys. Any corner shouldn't be able to cause you problems. So this is not good. It's not a good practice. You're not going to sit here and kind of brag about it and show the tape to everyone, send it around the league. Hey, secret release. I don't think that's good. But again, as I said, I'm not worried right now.
Yeah, I'm not talking necessarily about a pick 6 or something like that.
That's the voice of Brad Biggs. He'll be with you guys at 7, Biggs time, 7 this morning. Let's answer the DJ Moore question, the one he asked of Hard Knocks after Colin Johnson caught a TD pass. How many wide receivers will the Bears keep? 5, 6, and can you name them in order, please?
Yeah, I think that they'll keep on the opening day roster. I think they'll probably keep 5. One of them would be kind of a return guy, too. So I think that out of respect, I'll start with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Tyler Scott. I think those guys have made the team. And then the question is whether what you're seeing from Colin Johnson so much you would actually give him a roster spot, or if there's going to be someone like Dante Pettis or, Valus Jones, someone like that. That it's interesting they had – did you see all the stuff with the guys returning punts and no Valus Jones, not even trying it, not even – lining up.
But Rome Odunze was.
Oh, yeah. They got that's half the free world.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's very interesting. So I'm going to go with 5. They could keep 6, but I think that they'll probably have to keep maybe an extra lineman, maybe an extra defensive lineman. So I'm going to say they're certain with the receivers to the point. And this would also mean that they're keeping 3 running backs, are they, like, as we look at the edge of the roster, is are they thinking about keeping a fullback? That doesn't make a ton of sense. They only have Blasting Game is the only guy competing for that spot. And then who's the other running? Is it Homer Drew? Who's the last running back?
Travis Homer.
Travis Homer, sorry. Homer Drew is a pretty good basketball
coach. Pretty good basketball coach.
Yeah.
Good bloodlines.
I can't believe he's trying to play running back. Yeah. If he's the returner, if he's a punt returner and he's also a kickoff returner, maybe you get an extra running back that way. But I, for the purposes of this answer, I'll say five.
I think five is the right number because I think they're also going to keep three tight ends. And then the other question is...
One of whom is kind of a blocking guy.
Right. And then the other question is, and I thought this was really one of the takeaways from your guys' sit-down with Big Z up at Bears training camp, was the fullback. You know, Waldron doesn't use a fullback usually. Now, he's using one in practice. How good is the fullback on special teams? The other thing, with the new kickoff, like, does the wide receiver, like, would the six wide receiver be a participant on that new kickoff? It's something that we don't know exactly right now.
That's the Bayless Pettis question.
Right. So, I think the first four are easy. Okay, and we can do it. I'll just say DJ Moore because he's our guy ahead of Keenan Allen, you know, just out of respect, right? It's all the same. The first four, it's a question of, you know, Dante Pettis, Colin Johnson. Is Velus Jones a running back now, or is he a wide receiver now that they've got him playing over there with the running backs? And the other thing is, and this is part of the Hard Knocks, the interesting thing, what, you know, little things we can get. The quarterback said he's going to be on the team for a while. How much weight does that carry?
I think it carries a lot of weight, and Colin Johnson played his way into the conversation. That's why this is a question this week. And
big man,
if he continues to have a productive preseason in-game action, he gives the Bears an element they don't really have. As big as he is, the red zone possibility, not to say he's even going to get that many looks, but if they do go four wide receivers – and you are looking for an element that Tyler Scott, the opposite end of the spectrum, doesn't give you, Colin Johnson would. I think they keep five wide receivers. I think that he might be the fifth. Velus Jones might make this team as a running back. He practiced again there yesterday. It wouldn't surprise me if he makes the Bears as a gimmick running back, returner, and then you look at Blasting Game could be the odd man out. More likely to see that, I think, than and make the team and not take a snap. And I don't know if special teams is a big enough reason to compel them to keep him. You've got the two running backs, and you've got if Velus Jones takes advantage of this opportunity, and this is an opportunity, maybe it's a last-ditch desperation move for the Bears to justify his roster spot. But if they see something they like, and he practiced there yesterday again, they might see something they like, then it's going to be five wide receivers, maybe five running backs, and he's one of them.
I can't believe you're not including Homer Drew.
Homer Drew, I'm leaning toward Bryce.
You of all people.
Bryce Drew would be a better option at running back, a little bit quicker out of the backfield.
I go with the veteran experience of Homer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's the question.
White Sox losing skid ended at 21 straight, but they're back in action yesterday, blowing a two-run lead late, falling 3-2. Can the team that already suffered a 14-game, a 21-game losing streak, put together another double-digit skid this season? Will they lose both games to the Cubs this weekend?
Well, I think they probably will lose both games to the Cubs, and a double-digit losing streak is not out of the question just because of what's likely to happen next. Garrett Crochet pitches Friday night or is scheduled to. Then what? Shut him down. You're going to likely call up another minor leaguer to add to the rotation. Davis Martin, good last night.
Yeah.
Very good. So I guess that's another pitcher that you look at and say that's a sign of a glimmer of hope, but they're few and far between. When do you call up Colson Montgomery? What manager is going to be here the rest of the season? Is it going to be Pedro Grifol? These are the kind of questions you ask when the White Sox are as bad as they are. But if the question is, are they capable of losing double-digit games a third time this year? Absolutely, yes. And they're going to get swept by the Cubs.
Well, I'm not going to put the cart in front of the horse. Here's hoping, right? The Cubs need to continue to win series. That's a winnable series. And when you're only playing a two-game series, you really need to win both games in order to win the series, right? Mathematically, you can't split. That wouldn't be a winning series. Could the Sox do it again? Sure. I'm not rooting for them to do it again. I was more rooting for just because I thought the juice, this Cubs-Sox thing needs some juice. The juice is not there like it used to be, at least from this Cubs fan perspective. It's not what it used to be. And if the record could have been set on Friday night, that would have really added to it for both sides, right? Like the Sox, it's bad enough that you're in that situation, and even worse that the Cubs could do it, and the Cubs fans would want to be the ones to put it to them, and then, oh my gosh, they would end it versus the Cubs. It would really spice up that rivalry, and we've gotten that taken away.
They got 89 losses. How can you get any juice?
That's what I just said. There would be juice if the all-time record could have been set Friday night for the worst futility. That could have given the fan. The players may not have cared. I would have tried to have made a big deal about it. I would have cared, especially with Crochet pitching. That makes it extra juicy. That's like the bacon on a cheeseburger. You just, a little extra or a fried egg or something.
Yeah. The very fact that you think it's sad that they lost a game because you can't kick them harder when they're down is very revealing, frankly, Mr. Dustino. Look, the White Sox, they are not an obstacle. They are your next opponent, but they're not putting up a good fight. So what you have to do if you're the Cubs is make sure you win both games, because they're very winnable games, and they are there for you. So don't blow it. Don't blow it. Don't do anything to lose a game. The only way the White Sox are going to win a game is if you do something that allows them to do so. Now, the reality is random variance says that there could be somebody, like, I don't know if anyone's paying attention, I'm sure you're not, and congratulations. Benintendi is starting to hit a little bit, and he's hit a few home runs. He's been hitting home runs a little bit. So if a guy like that were to go off, Brooks Baldwin, I know we don't talk about him at all.
He does a great job marketing.
He's
a great marketer.
He's hitting the ball pretty well. He's getting on base.
Executive Vice President?
He looks like...
Oh, that's Brooks Player.
I believe it was Frank Thomas who said he looks like somebody's small child. Like, he really...
He looks like he should be in the Little League World Series.
Unbelievable.
He looks like he plays for Hinsdale.
He totally does.
Congratulations to Hinsdale, by the way.
He's actually made a little bit of noise.
Okay.
I'm just saying, they're not an obstacle. They're not an entity to be feared, but they are sitting there. So as long as you don't start kicking the ball around or you know, throwing the ball all over the world, you're going to win the game. Just you got all you got to do is just come out and play your game and be like a proper baseball team.
Would you bring up Colson Montgomery this weekend?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
Because I don't think he's ready.
He hit a 450-foot home run.
I don't care. I just from talking to different people, they say that he probably shouldn't come up this year. The other thing is,
you want juice? You want buzz? You want
no? I
top
don't
prospect
that,
that'll provide some.
I mean. You know, this would be his first of his Jackson Holiday trips to the majors. He needs to come up, and then next year he'd be able to hit. So I just don't want to rush that right. process. See what I'm saying?
Mr. Patience.
Thank you, buddy. Known for it. When it comes to Mully, I count to 10.
It's a good question.
Then I hit him. A stick.
Speaking of the Cubs, is it time to acknowledge that Michael Busch has been a solid offensive contributor as they've had this season? Is that a good thing, or does it underscore how much the offense has struggled? Are you digging their performance in the must-win portion of the schedule? What stood out to you in the 8-2 series win over the Twins yesterday afternoon?
I really Michael Busch stood out to me, and Michael Busch is having a hell of a year. And Michael Busch, his rating... When you look at him among first basemen, I think he's like fifth. Now, it's a big drop-off. It's like he's got half the war of a couple of those top dogs. But the fact of the matter is, he's doing as much, and he is solidifying a position probably more than just about anybody else in the lineup. I don't think we're sitting here now questioning, well, should Bellinger play first? Because if he comes back, you can... No, Michael Busch needs to be in the lineup. He is a dead solid player. You know, what is he, 26, 27-year-old rookie? He's been around. He looks like a pro, and he's had quietly as good a year as any position player on the Cubs, and it was fun to see him again yesterday. I think that the winner-all portion of the program, you know, Dustin, you've used the word tease a couple of times. You know, they won a couple games now, and they won a series. If they sweep the White Sox, they should, and they win that series against the Guardians, we're going to have a completely different conversation. This is now the portion of the program where being in a game isn't good enough. You got to win. And they, you know, obviously, you know, what stood out to me yesterday is that once the pitching changed, Minnesota changed, and all of a sudden the Cubs jumped on it, took advantage of it, and they were laughing. So that's a good thing to see when a team has a problem and you take advantage of that. That's good baseball.
Well, starting with Michael Busch, I probably should be giving him more credit than I have. I haven't been killing him on the Fly the W 670 podcast, but I also haven't been singing his praises because the offense just as in totality has been so awful, underperforming. But the crazy part is, so watched all of that game yesterday.
Me too.
At least watched and listened. I was back and forth between the app and the TV. Is that yet last night, while I'm watching the Olympics, I'm following what the teams ahead of the Cubs in the wild card are doing. So now I'm scoreboard watching. And today I'll be scoreboard watching. And hopefully if the Cubs can get a lead on Friday, I'll be just the fact that right now you're like it's early August and I'm scoreboard watching. And I thought about 5 days ago that it was really over and that it was time to see Owen Casey up here for a weekend. And now it's not time to see Owen Casey up here for a weekend. They're just toying with my emotions.
I know you don't care about this, but I believe the Twins picked up a game where the Guardians swept yesterday, because I think somehow the Twins lost the series and picked up a game.
That part, I'm not paying attention to that right now.
Michael Busch will be in the conversation for NL Rookie of the Year, but he won't be among the top one or two or maybe three. Shota Imanaga will probably finish ahead of him. Jackson Merrill and Paul Skenes will duke it out for the top spot, but he'll be a guy that gets votes. He's been a very good acquisition. Him and Shota have been Jed Hoyer's best moves last offseason, and Michael Busch looks like a guy who's good enough to stay and count on. He's a consistent hitter, and his best thing about him has been his consistency. So he's on the right track. I think he's definitely a guy you can win with, and the numbers support that. What happened yesterday was the bottom of the order came through again. PCA, his last couple weeks, is looking like a very good major league hitter with speed to burn. Christian Bethencourt is now hitting over 400 as a Cub. Four games he started, they've won them all. That unexpected power source is at the bottom of the lineup. So when there's 7, 8, 9 hitters, Dansby Swanson being the seventh, PCA 8 and Bethencourt 9 give you that kind of production, your lineup becomes longer and more deep, and that has been something lacking badly for the Cubs all year long. They're teasing us. 5 games out of the wild card is still relevant enough to not discount entirely, even though I wonder this. Are they a good team that's done playing mediocre baseball, or are they a mediocre team that's suddenly gotten in a stretch where they're playing good baseball? We'll find out against the Guardians more than we will against the White Sox.
The last question will be...
That's the voice of Stacey Dales, 9 o'clock from the NFL Network. What's the next big Olympic headline or story that you're looking forward to seeing? What's your favorite story from Wednesday?
Wednesday was interesting. A lot of track and field. The female sprinters, they don't worry about, like, you know, their hair's flowing all over the place. You'd think they would be worried about that, right? They're just...
You should shave their heads.
No, they should. They have to put it
for wind resistance.
It fascinates me how they get that done. They're so fast, and it's very something to behold. I watched a lot of track and field. Quincy Hall was probably the highlight. He came back, won the 400 after trailing, and there was drama. Then he did the snow angel and the track, and he's got a lot of personality, like a lot of those runners do. Sarah Hildebrand won the freestyle wrestling. She's from Granger, Indiana. Went to Penn High School. Know some people who know. The family, happy for her and them. The next big headline, yesterday was U.S. women beat Nigeria and nobody showed up. Attendance is down for those U.S. women's basketball team, isn't it?
Should have brought Kit.
That's the point. The next big headline, obviously we'll talk about this in the extra point as well, is Team USA collects gold. And who's most responsible for that? Let's debate it.
Okay, so today what I'm looking forward to, it's about 2:30 this afternoon, Noah Lyles going for the 100-200 double to be the fastest guy around. That's really cool. David, I watched a lot last night, so you saw a lot of track and field last night. But a headline that grabbed my attention, I did not see it, but I read about it, was an American male weightlifter. The men in weightlifting, American men, haven't won since the early 80s. It's been that at any weight class. And this is a guy who trains primarily in his garage and was able to win his division. So that's a pretty cool story.
Hmm.
Yeah, I got too much stuff in my garage. I can't work out in my garage. I love the steeplechase guy. Did you see that one? It was just extraordinary. The guy got up for silver somehow. It was amazing to watch. He just didn't look like he was going to... He didn't look like a sprinter of any sort. He didn't look like the kind of guy that was going to overpower anybody. He was kind of a little fella, and it was hugely fun. Listen, you know, we're heading toward the team sports gold. So the semifinals and the finals and some of the big team sports, I'm definitely camped out in front of USA Basketball. We'll get to that. There's a great storyline that we can talk about with that. And I think that the women's soccer is coming up. I cannot wait to see that one. That's going to be tons of fun on Saturday. I've been enjoying that tournament. I don't know that I'm worried at all about the U.S. women in basketball. I think that they'll win. I think they'll win going away. And I think the only team that can beat them is the all-star team that did. So the women's B team would be a really interesting team to get into the tournament and see how they do. I think that'd be a hell of a story. But, I'm kind of interested. I enjoyed the track stuff, as I mentioned. But, we got out of the pool now, and we're into some of this track stuff. I believe it or not, I am taping the breakdancing. I believe the women are Friday and the men Saturday. Is that what it is? There's we were just going through.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm dead serious. I am making sure I'm recording it. I cannot figure out how the hell breakdancing is an Olympic sport.
How is skateboarding an Olympic sport?
Well, it's really not. How did we lose to the bunch of Aussies in skateboarding? Where the hell are our bum San Diego skateboarders?
Do you watch any of that handball? It's amazing.
Were those guys too high to show up? What the hell happened with the skateboarding?
So that's not nice. That's casting aspersions
I'm sorry,
at a certain sport.
Like team handball? Is that what you're talking about?
Team handball, yeah.
I could sit in front of that. I don't know the rules, man.
Who came up with that game?
I'm just like, what the hell is
that? Who invented that? How did it become an Olympic sport?
And then I'm thinking, I can name 15 athletes that would win that thing going away. Why don't we get why are we winning gold?
I don't understand how they determine what is an Olympic sport.
What is
skateboarding?
That sport?
Breakdancing. Breakdancing.
I just want to see.
3-on-3 basketball?
How is three on three
basketball an Olympic sport? When did Gus Macker become an Olympian?
Where did they dig up Jimmer Fredette? God, I thought we had escaped that nickname.
Former Bull. Show some respect.
Jimmer.
He's a former Bull.
That gives me hives. Jimmer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.